You're listening to Encounter, a daily offering of sacred meditations made possible by listeners like you. Visit our website at encounteringpeace.org to learn more about how you can encounter the divine presence of God throughout your day. When you're alone, feeling the most isolated and judged, maybe wrapped in shame, that is when you can most easily count your true friends, usually on one hand. I've been there, and able to count mine on one hand. Have you? One of my favorite theologians is Henry Nouwen, and he once wrote that the friend who can be silent with us in a moment of despair or confusion, who can stay with us in an hour of grief and bereavement, who can tolerate not knowing, not healing, not curing, that is a friend who cares. I can find no better words to express what a true friend feels like. And the theme of this meditation from Proverbs chapter 18 is just that, friendship. Having a relationship with someone who will be there for you when you need something, no matter what or when. One that you can share love not only in times of happiness, but also in times of trouble. Maybe most often in times of trouble. So enter into your meditation by settling into wherever you are and just feel known. Feel recognized. Let it be a time to feel vulnerable too, and then a moment to be safe with God, Spirit, and Son. Start by listening and responding to this prayer from Scripture and respond, Heavenly Father, thank you for a few close friends. A friend loves at all times. So Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of a few close friends. A brother is born from adversity. So yes, Heavenly Father, thank you for those few close friends. No one has greater love nor stronger commitment than to lay down his life for his friend. Heavenly Father, thank you for those few close friends. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up just as you are doing. So Heavenly Father, thank you for those few close friends. If they aren't, begin to softly close the door of your eyes and rest in the room of your mind, spending a moment in secret, private prayer now with your Lord. This time and place is set apart as a moment of remembrance, a time to be grateful for friendship. But you can be honest before the Lord. Sometimes you may feel isolated and beyond the embrace of a friend. You may feel betrayed by those you are closest to. Or you may feel too wrapped up in shame to even ask for help. Well, take some time and reflect on any thoughts or emotions keeping you from the warm embrace of a friend. Simply note your feelings towards your friends. Almost just see your friends walking by in front of you right now. Don't judge them as they walk by. But which ones come to mind? Which ones turn to you and smile? How many are there? Don't try to count them, but is it a few or is it crowds of people? Take a moment and be aware of your friendships. As you become more aware of your friends, allow the Spirit to center you on those closest to you. Be aware, too, of your breathing as you center on the closest few, deep belly breathing. Just experience the peace of being known. Three deep belly breaths as you feel safe. Your mind may wander as you consider your closest friends. That's expected. But note where your mind drifts. Is it towards appreciation or betrayal or maybe even anger? Let the awareness of the drifting return you to your breathing and appreciation for the gift of friendship. Just perhaps whisper the word friend to center you. Whisper, Heavenly Father, thank you for a few close friends as your breathing centers you and fills you with appreciation. Now from the space in your heart, listen carefully to the first of three divine readings. Don't analyze the words, just listen to the words that God might be calling out to you right now. Listen for His voice from Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24, from the New American Standard Bible. A man of too many friends comes to ruin. There is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. What did you hear? Where did your attention go as the words soaked into your heart? Well, silently reflect on that for a few short moments. After that brief pause, how did the Holy Spirit shape your heart? Once more, a man of too many friends comes to ruin. But there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Stay here longer now, resting your attention on the gift of friendship. In this second expanded divine reading, notice your feelings about the words, your passions. How do you respond emotionally from your heart as you listen to this wider reading from the Amplified Version? The man of too many friends, chosen indiscriminately, will be broken in pieces and come to ruin. But there is a true, loving friend who is reliable and sticks closer than a brother. What emotions bubbled up? What did you feel? Where did you feel it? Well, let your heart explore the imagery of friends that you are grateful for. Thank you. In this third sacred reading, don't feel the need to reply. Just let the words softly echo in a sacred time of deep connection as you listen from the New International Reader's Version. A person with unfaithful friends soon comes to ruin. But there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Robin Dunbar is a noted professor at Oxford who is known for his research on friendship. He suggests that we have a cognitive limit of only 150 people with whom we can maintain stable social relationships or friendships. We strive to always add friends online, but Professor Dunbar and this scripture passage says the man of too many friends chosen indiscriminately will come to ruin, but there is a true loving friend who is reliable and sticks closer than a brother. So resting with your eyes closed in imaginative contemplation, I want you to be at a party with those 150 people. Just look at their faces. Listen to their voices. How does the environment feel? Everyone there is known, and each is connected. No secrets, no barriers. How do you feel surrounded by a few close, reliable friends? Just relish that moment. Take all the time that you need and whisper gratefully, Heavenly Father, thank you for a few close friends. Whether at the start or the end of your day, rest here in the divine gift of friendship for as long as you can, whispering, Heavenly Father, thank you for a few close friends. And let the word friend be the sacred word that blesses you today and centers you on that gift from God. Let me pray a blessing over you, that you remember that constantly striving for too many friends may bring ruin, to focus on surrounding yourself with friends who will stick closer than a brother, and there be filled with the love of God and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, now and always. Amen. You know, it's interesting. Every app on your phone encourages you to share and build networks of more and more friends. But allow those moments of temptation to just add one more friend to center you back on those few close friends that God has gifted you. Also, stay alert for opportunities to return to a friend that has become distant. What friend might God place on your heart to reach out to today? Give them a call. Write them a note. And share your gratitude for their friendship. Take all the time that you need, but when you're ready, whether it's sunrise or sunset, find joy in being known and surrounded by groups of friends. But be reminded of the few, for it is then and there you will encounter the gift of God.